This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
And it's called Text Roulette. That's how we get the text messages. What can we help you solve today? Is that a neighbor issue, coworker? Maybe it's some sort of relationship question that you have.
Whatever you got, We've got you. 414-432-1099. Get your questions in.
18.
Number 18 on the roulette wheel. And Text Roulette brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of Warranty Forever. Number 18.
Yes.
Text says, I've become an alibi for my cheating friend at work. Oh boy, this is relationship and work all put together.
Wait, the cheating friend at work. Okay.
Cheating friend at work. He is, quote unquote, with a woman we used to work with. Sorry, typo. He came to me in a panic and asked if I would say he was hanging with me because his wife is sus. Guess he chose me because I'm single and no wife, girlfriend, and if his wife wanted to see if it was legit. He said he will tell her sometime, but not now. Should I cover for him the alibi for a cheating friend at work? He chose...
No, you should not cover for him. Don't get involved in all of that.
So the guy that texted in says, I don't have a wife or girlfriend.
So that's the low-hanging fruit. Oh, yeah, it's believable to say that, right. I'd be hanging out with Bill, because Bill's single.
Yeah. And doesn't have a girlfriend or wife that you could check in with, like, hey, were they really together? But it sounds like, yeah, maybe we call him Bill, whatever. But he's become an alibi for the cheating friend at work. That way, in case this friend says, hey, my wife wants to know we were together, just say we were together. He said he's going to tell his wife sometime, but not right now. Should I still cover for him?
Should you keep covering for your cheating friend at work? No. You know it's wrong. It's making you feel gross inside. You don't want to be a part of that drama. You're an accomplice. Don't do it. Straight up tell the friend, hey, I don't know what you've got going on in your personal life.
But they
got
to work together.
I know, but that's what you could say. I don't know what you have going on in your personal life, but we need to work together. And I can't get involved in all that. I don't want to get involved in what's going on in your personal life.
I mean, I'm all for helping people out. Being like, yeah, just... Yeah,
I know you are, but if I came to you and said, if I came to you and said, I'm cheating,
yeah,
can I say I'm at lunch with you? I know you to your core, man. You would look at me and be like, hands up, I'm not getting involved.
Yeah, I mean, it is your life. You want to tangle that web?
You would not want to be involved in that. You would say, hey, look, I'm your friend. I'm there for you, but...
That's what I'm saying.
This is a mess.
You want to tangle that web? Go ahead, but you're the only fly who's going to be caught in that web, not me.
Ooh, I like that line.
I'm going this way.
I like that line. Did you just make that up?
I did, just off the top of my
head. That's good stuff.
Because you always think about the tangled web we weave. I don't want to be in that web.
I don't want to be the fly caught in your web.
No, I don't want to be, because then we're sitting there in
the web.
So
you show up to work with a fly swatter, and the second the coworker comes up,
wait, nope, get out of here. You're like, nope.
Sorry.
I'm out.
There's a fly. I'm not getting caught in that web.
Or maybe a spray. Keep it out of there. So what do you all think? I mean, we're kind of on this page. Maybe you've had this same situation. Did you maybe tell? Maybe it's a friend at work. Maybe it's just a friend. Hey, I'm not going to be covering for you while you go and cheat and tell your wife or girlfriend, hey.
Because that puts you in a position of having to lie.
They were with me.
What if the wife is getting suspicious and then reaches out to you and says, was he with you?
That's a tough situation.
That's not adding up. Or they start stalking your social media and they pay attention and say,
you know,
so-and-so's at a concert and my
dude,
you know, the cheater is saying that he's with you, but I know he's not at that show. He says he's at this restaurant. Like, it's not hard to, everyone is paparazzi now. It's not hard to figure all this out nowadays.
I didn't think about that, yeah.
You do not want to be a part of that situation whatsoever.
Because you're right. This is probably going to lead to that type of thing. Just say we were out. Oh, hey, and can we go out for lunch? Because at least just walk by someplace and say, hey, we'll take a selfie and say, see, I was there.
Keep going with that. Keep going with that radar.
Deception.
Because then you have to keep up with the lies, too. And that's exhausting. That is not... What is the saying? Not my monkeys, not my circus.
Get away
from me. Not your problem. If they're going to let you be the alibi unknowingly to you, you can't do anything about that. But your reputation's on the line. Don't get involved.
What's a way to tell this coworker you don't want to be involved without like coming out? Because sometimes
hit him with a fly swatter. Yeah. We just solved it.
Sometimes it's kind of like, I don't know, I feel a little awkward that we have to work together. Is there something that could be like locked in? Like, I'm saying this and boom. The coworker will be saying, oh, okay, yeah, we do have to work together. Some kind of convincing. 414-432-1099. Help us out.